Shalom Aleichem. Today in Mishnah Yomi Land, we have the zchus of finishing chapter 4 of Pirkei Avot. So let's pick it up at Mishnah 22 in chapter 4. Hu haya omer, Rabbi Elazar HaKapar, that we mentioned yesterday, he would also say, Hayeludim Lamut. Everything born in the future will die. Vahametim, and everyone who dies, Lahayot, in the future, will live again, referring to Techiat Ametim, Techiat Semesim, the resurrection of the dead. Ve'achayim lidum, and once they are resurrected, there is a judgment. There is a day of judgment for everyone. Leida, you have to learn from other people. Lehodia, and you have to teach and share with other people. Olhivoda, and you have to clarify and understand in your own mind. Shehu El, that Hashem is the all-powerful, almighty, singular God, who a Yotzer, he is the one who creates and forms everything. Yotzer is a lashon of forming a substance into a specific shape. Hu ha bore, he's the one who creates something out of nothing. Hu a mevin, he is the one who is constantly aware of every single detail in the world. Hu ha dayan, he is the one who's constantly judging all of us and will again judge all of us after the resurrection of the dead. Hu aid, and he is a faithful witness about every single thing we've done and said and thought. Hu baldin, and he is the one claiming from the rishayim when they make mistakes. Hu atid ladun, and he in the future will pass the ultimate judgment on Judgment Day. So there's judgment not just every day, every hour, every moment, and on our whole lifetime, but even in the future after Techiyat HaMetim as well. Baruch Hu, and he is certainly blessed and special, not just like a regular judge. She'ein lefonav lo avla, there is no inequity or injustice. Velo shicha, there is no forgetting of anything that was done when he's judging. Lo masopanim, he does not show favorites. Lo mikach shochad, he does not accept bribes. The Bartonura says something really amazing here, that even someone who does a lot of mitzvot, someone could do thousands and millions of mitzvot, that's not a bribe. All of the positive, wonderful things that we do, all the tzedakah and chesed and kindness and mitzvot and learning we do, it doesn't cancel out anything we've done wrong. The Rabbeinu Yonah also makes this point, and the Bartonura here cites the Rambam also makes this point, that mitzvot and the opposite of mitzvot, averot, they do not cancel out. It's not like doing a mitzvah will cancel out something that we did wrong. Hashem considers everything we do right and everything we do wrong at the same time. Shehakol shelo, because everything and every detail is his and is known. Vida, and you need to know, shehakol lefi acheshbon, everything is done according to his accounting. Va'al yavtichacha yitzrecha, and don't Yitzrecha here means the Yetzer Hara, not the Yotzrecha, the creator, but Yitzrecha, the Yetzer Hara. Don't let it try to reassure you. Shashol Beit Manoslecha, that when you go to the grave, that will be an escape. Sheol Karchach Atanotzar, you were created against your will. Val Karchach Atanolad, you were born against your will. Al Karchach Atahai, you live against your will. And when you pass away, after ripe old age, God willing, it will be against your will. And in the future, after someone passes away, and then on the day of judgment, of the Techiyat HaMetim, they will have to give their accounting to Hashem Yitzbarach. So this is a very intense statement about Hashgacha and judgment from the Elazar HaKapar, and this reminds me very, very good connection with a Gemara in Eruvin 13b. Eruvin Yud Gimel Amud Beit, it's an amazing Gemara. Shtei Shanim Mechetze Nechlegu Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. For 2.5 years, Beit Shammai Beit Hillel disagreed. Halalu Omrim, one side said, Noach Lul Adam Shalom Nivra, Yod Mish Nivra. Be better for people not to be created than created. Now the word Noach really means easier. It can imply better also, but easier, really. It's easier not to be created. The other side said it was better for man to be created than not be created. Nimnu vagamru, they took a vote, and they concluded, Noach lo la'adam shlo nivra, it would be better if we were never even created, yoter mishanivra, that would be better than being created. But achshav shenivra, now that Hashem has created us, yepashpesh b'masav, you need to examine and be careful with your deeds. Amar lo yemashmash b'masav, and some say, yes, you should scrutinize all of your future actions as well. So this Mishnah in Avot is linked to this Gemara in Eruvin, which the Mesilat Yesharim uses as a springboard for examining, in terms of Zahirut, for examining your deeds very carefully. There's also your homework. There's a Maharsha in Makot 23b. The Maharsha is one of the commentators in the back of the Gemara, and he talks about Taryag Mitzvot. He says, since there are more negative commandments than positive commandments, it's more dangerous for a person to be created and enter this world. There's more chances to do something wrong than do something right. So from the human perspective, it's kind of more dangerous to actually be created, and perhaps that's what they're getting at in the Gemara and Erevin, though it really seems strange that they voted against Hashem. Hashem created us, now they're voting, yeah, it'd be better not to be created. However, the point here, back in Pirkei Avot, that Rabbi Elazar Kupper is really making is because we're created against our will, we do need to be very careful, like Mesilat Yesharim reinforces, to do things correctly because there will be judgment and there will be a judgment day. We need to work towards the highest pleasure in this world, which is revealing Hashem's glory, revealing Hashem's unity, and then we'll be, God willing, on the right track when we get to judgment. I wish we had more time, on to chapter 5. Ba'asara ma'amarot, nivra ha'ulam. With 10 statements, the world was created. The Bartner points out, Bereshit counts as the first statement, and there are 9 vayomers in that first chapter of Genesis. Ma'tamad lomar, so what is this teaching us? Halo b'mamar echad yachol lehibarut. Couldn't Hashem have made the world with one statement? Hashem could do anything. Hashem could have said hocus pocus or the like, abracadabra, and there'd be an entire world. Why were there 10 separate statements? Elihi para min rishayim, this is to take punishment for the wicked people, shem abdin et olam, that they're destroying a world, shenivra basar mamar, that was created with 10 sayings. Now the Bartner points out, when someone, every Jewish life is like a whole world. When somebody destroys their own neshama, it's like destroying a world. So when Russia is destroying their own spiritual life, that's like killing a whole world. It's terrible. He says also, Valinire, also I think that when they're doing things that are wicked, they're making the whole world be judged more harshly and affecting other people, all of society as well. And the Mishnah adds, "V'litan schar tov letzadikim," and also to give a greater reward to the righteous, "shemekaimin at the olam," that their actions uphold the world and make the world continue. "Shenivra basar marot," and this world was created with 10 sayings, not just one. Now, I don't learn Zohar, but according to Kabbalah, these 10 sayings are connected the Eser Sefirot, the 10 Sefiros. And the short explanation is that these are sort of pathways of divine energy to find various forms of expression into this world. You see them represented sometimes as Chochma Bina Dat, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Chod Yesod, Malchut, sometimes Keter is included in that Dat. But please consult your local Orthodox Kabbalist for further information about these 10 Sefirot. Tizkut Mitzvot.